This is what we're talking about. If you're trying to become somebody that you're currently not, that you want to become, think about it. Let's put it to you like this. I want to be a business owner of the first $1 trillion business. That's what I want. Might not be what you want, but that's what I want. But I think to myself, okay, if I'm trying to be a trillionaire CEO, what habits would that guy have? Would he go out there and waste his time? No. Would he go out there and potentially knock a woman up and then pay child support? No. Would he... See, you have to think about these things logically here. Would he always be wanting to learn new things and always wanting to create new things that he can earn money from down the line and he can help other people out? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. Your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss the secrets of semen retention. The reason I want to bring this up again is because I believe it's extremely important to the growth of men. And honestly, it's an experiment that I would encourage all men to undertake. The reason I say that is because a lot of us as men, we don't get this information from our parents. We don't get it from our church pastors. We don't get it from any kind of mentors we have usually, because it's a topic that a lot of men don't discuss. You might hear it discussed on the internet, but you're not going to hear it discussed amongst your friends, your peers, the people you respect. A lot of people don't discuss semen retention and the powers that it possesses, because so much of our lives as men revolve around sex, revolve around the relationships we have with women, the conquests, whatever you want to call it. So much of it is tied up into this identity we have as men that a lot of us don't discuss semen retention. People will discuss celibacy, especially in religious circles. They'll bring up premarital relations. They'll say don't have them, but they won't bring up why. They won't bring up the context. They won't bring up the power spiritually that a lot of people who are on semen retention will tell you they experience. And it's not a cult-like thing. I know a lot of people can see it as that. However, I don't see it that way. You might see it that way, and if that's the way you want, God bless you, that's great. But for me, the way I see it is it's a way to reset yourself and a way for you to control yourself. Because a lot of us as men, a lot of dudes, fortunately, they would pretty much nail anything that walks that has two sets of lips, unfortunately. This is just an unfortunate reality that a lot of men do not want to discuss, because if they discuss it, they think they're going to get, oh, what are you not into that? Like, they have no pipe discipline, they have no direction, and they're basically behave like animals. I know a lot of you might be offended by that statement, but it rings true for a lot of us as men. We're closer to animals than we are to men, to human beings. We don't use our higher level of thinking. We use the lowest common denominator. We try to fulfill our baser instincts, and by doing so, we ignore our higher calling as more cognitive, bigger brain mammals. I know this might go over the heads of a lot of people, and I'm not saying that if you're not understanding it, that you're stupid. I'm saying that this is what I've come to find, and we're going to look at a couple videos, and hopefully you'll understand where I'm coming from and why I would say such a thing, because this to me is very important, and we're going to see it from a spiritual perspective, but we're also going to see it from a practical perspective as well, because practically there are a lot of benefits associated with retention. There's a lot of things that a lot of gains you're leaving on the table.
Story of
we're going to bring up an example from the Bible to make a point. We're also going to bring up an example of a gentleman who talks about this in detail and his journey, so we're going to break that down as well. But my friends, the reason I bring this up is because there is so much power here, but there's also tremendous peril if you are not careful and you don't have a reason for doing it. If you don't know what you're doing in your life and you're kind of just going down the lazy river and you're not sure what you're doing, I would not encourage you to do this. You can go on NoFap, that's cool, but you don't have to undertake this level of discipline, because you can't just jump into this and decide to do it and expect a high level of success. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible. Anything is technically possible. but I'm saying it's most likely not going to go the way you want it to go. It's going to lead you to relapsing. You're going to realize very quickly how little discipline you actually have, and it's going to discourage you. It's not going to tell you, oh, the bar is down here. I want to get it up here, and I'm going to work hard. Some of you might have that natural tenacity, that natural go-getter attitude. If that's you, that's great. Use that to your advantage. Most people are out of shape. They're not happy. They're all over the place. Their diet's messed up. Their brain chemistry is messed up. Their physical health is messed up. Everything is messed up. You got to start with square one. This is not square one, okay? Square one would be identifying what you want, or at least saying, I'm not happy with where I am. And as soon as you say you're not happy with where you are, you then have to say, okay, well, if I'm not happy here, where would I conceivably be happy? And that's where you got to then say, okay, now I know where I want to go. And this is what semen retention is, a way to get there faster by using energy you would have used in the pursuit of relationships or relations with multiple people to the pursuit of your worthy goal. One of my favorite authors, Napoleon Hill, talks about this in detail, excruciating detail, in his book Outwitting the Devil, when he, the interviewer, is interviewing the devil. And when he interviews the devil himself, in this fictional book, says that if man spent half, not all, not three quarters, half of the energy that he uses in the pursuit of sex towards making money, he would never know poverty. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. If you used half of the energy you use in the pursuit of relationships and relations, you will never know poverty. Now, well, you might say, well, then Austin, using that line of logic, why would I use 100%? Because you have to start at 100 and then slowly get yourself to a point where you're happy. Most people, especially, I'll take myself. I don't know your situation. I wish I did. And if you want to share in the comments what your situation is and you want my advice, let me know. If you want to just talk about your perspective, you're welcome to do that. I will not put words in your mouth. I will not try to fix a problem or anything like that. But if you want my advice, you're welcome to ask for it. I'm not an expert. I'm a guy who's been on monk mode for multiple months at a time. I haven't done it for years. I don't have that much discipline. I don't know how some guys do that. Especially the guys who look really good. It's easy if you're ugly, overweight, unattractive, you have no care, you know, no charisma, nothing. It's easy to be on that. It's easy to be on that, you know, no fat type of life then. It's harder when your muscles are popping, your business is finally moving up, and you still are in monk mode. That is respectable. That is amazing to me. That's fantastic. It's rare you meet someone like that. It's one of the first things that dudes do, and you can look this up, athletes, businessmen, politicians. The first thing that people do as soon as they they go from being a have-not to a have, one of the first things they do is ask where the hoe's at. One of the first things they do. And usually, if they're a normie, the first thing they do is they find a woman who's attractive, blah, 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 blah. They check out of the dating marketplace immediately and they get married. You think I'm making it up? Go look. Most people will do that. Now, I know you might say this is not important and that I'm going off the track. No, this is important because this is your life we're talking about here. I'm trying to be positive and I'm not trying to be really negative about this. This is your life. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Do you want to just have it all, a little bit of everything? Because make no mistake about it. Do you think that people get where they are, guys like Musk, Bezos, and guys like, do you think those guys get where they are because they just are got lucky? No, luck is preparation, meaning opportunity. Do they have a little bit of luck, maybe a little bit of inside help? Maybe, I don't know. But what I know for a fact they did was they sacrificed. A lot of them weren't trying to live the fancy, flashing lifestyle that a lot of people on social media try to do even though they're broke or breaking even. Even if they make a lot of money, their expenses are still really high and they're broke on paper. Okay? And a lot of us, we try to have it all and all at the same time. We're not willing to sacrifice anything on the altar of success to get what we want. And I think it's important that we share this guy's video right here. He's going to go into his experience with this topic. So if you have anything you want to add about his commentary or about my own, please go in the comment section. As I mentioned before, If you want my advice, you're welcome to ask for it. I don't claim to be some all-knowing sage or expert. I'm just another man who's actively in doing what it is we're talking about today. Without further ado, let's jump in. Let's see what this guy has to say.
So how did I relapse?
Oh, sorry. I need to fix the volume. All right. Try this again.
After 111 days of semen retention. Fellas, stick around because you're definitely going to learn something. I made a bonehead mistake. And I know y'all probably thinking like, bro, if you went 111 days, why you couldn't go 111 more? What is it that caused you? You know, you're Rashad, you know? What caused Rashad to relapse? I'm human, man. I'm human. And I'm not saying that as an excuse. I'm saying that because I'm human. You know, I didn't feel proud about relapsing at all. I felt bad, actually, you know, convicted. But I got right back up. But anyway, what I did was I put myself in a lion's den. Once again, do not put yourself in a lion's den.
Okay, I'm going to pause him right there because he's making a good point of we all make mistakes. We all do things we're not proud of. In this journey to change your life, it's not going to be what you see on TV, what you see in cartoons or in anime. It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be something that happens immediately either. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be immediate, okay? We need to understand that if we want to gain, we have to give. This is one of the laws of the universe that I was not taught and I had to learn. One of the reasons why, if you read it in the Old Testament, when it talks about giving, give to God what is God. I think it was Jesus himself who said, give to Caesars what is Caesar's and give to God's what is God's. The reason he says that is because we need to give in order to get in return. If we don't give anything, we're not going to get. If you don't invest money in a business, you're not going to see a dividend. If you don't give somebody else, you can't expect anything back. In the same way, if you don't give to, for the lack of a better term, go with me on this. I know this is going to sound like I'm a girl with crystals in my left hand twirling them, and I have 50 nose rings and nipple rings. But if you give to the universe or to God or whatever, you're going to get something back because energy is neither created nor destroyed. Albert Einstein said that. So if energy is neither created nor destroyed, it's transmuted. We have to give to get. And one of the easiest things to give is your sexual energy. The reason I say easy is because we have it in abundance, especially as young men. We have it in spades as young men. And a lot of us, we throw it down the drain on people, mainly women, who have not earned it from us. We don't know what to do with it. It's like playing hot potato with hot coals. We want to get rid of it. We think our value is giving it to other people who are not going to appreciate it. Think versus using that energy as fuel. Make no mistake about it. When we look at energy that is you that I'm using right now to broadcast this show, if this energy was not being properly put through the proper channel, if the electrons were not being channeled in such a way where it was creating light and energy, it would be an explosion. Explosions versus correctly controlled energy in a closed circuit, that's the difference. It's the same energy, same electrons are present. But one is controlled and one is not. So when you explode, no pun intended, you are releasing that energy that you could have then kept for yourself and transmuted that energy into going to the gym, creating. That's what, that is creation energy. You think, that is, you wonder why people call it seed? Because it's create, that is life in your sack. Dude, I'm not trying to be vulgar. There's a life in your sack and you're just giving it away for nothing. There's human life you could be creating and you're giving it away for nothing. There's creation energy you could use towards creating something outside of human life, but instead you're throwing it away to try to for a cheap thrill. Like one of the key things before we go back to this guy, I think is that he said his name was Rashad. Before we go back to his video, the one thing I want to really reiterate to you, gentlemen, is this. When we talk about this idea of energy giving and getting, the reason why I say that sexual energy is so important is because we are giving it away, whether it's we're giving ourselves self-pleasure or we're giving it, to, or we're even having, you know, relations with women, we are not getting adequate compensation in return for what we are giving. That is the key factor here. Yeah, you might have a feel-good moment for about 10 to 15 seconds. But think about the 10 to 15 days that you just threw away that it took to create all that that you just threw down the drain. Think about that. No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad if you were actively, you know, pleasing yourself and doing that. If you want to do that, that's your business. I'm not here to, you know, Johnson police anybody. What I'm saying is there are better avenues. And trust me, it's not fun. It's not supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be good for you. Eating clean all the time is not good. Does that mean I should just go out there and eat a bunch of onion rings and pizza and garbage? No. Just you want to chase fulfillment, not chase pleasure. When you chase pleasure, you are very happy for a short period of time versus being happy and being somewhat happy down the road later using the laws of compound interest. But let's let Rashard continue what he's talking about. I don't want to cut him off here. Let's see what he has to say.
What's the lies then? Don't be linking up with a woman trying to prove to yourself that you can be laid up under a woman and not do the do. That's something that I was doing, trying to prove something. Like, who are you trying to prove something to? Why are you putting yourself in this situation? And another one, another revelation that hit me, you shouldn't be laying up with this woman no way. If this is not your wife, why are you laying up with her? You're putting yourself in this situation, and on top of that, you laying up with somebody that you're not even married to.
Well, okay, for me, I'm not a huge morality police on the, you know, so-called premarital relations. I mean, if you look at the Old Testament, the having relations with a woman made you married to her. Just so we're clear, that's what that used to mean back in the day. Now it means a government contract, which a lot of men will tell you because they've gone through divorce court. But that's besides the point. The main point I think that he's trying to say is don't be goofy. Do not put yourself in a position to where you could be compromised. And we'll discuss that, will play in later as well when we talk about King Solomon from the Old Testament. When he put himself up for failure, he was so-called the wisest man to ever live. And yet, for some reason, he kept putting himself in a compromising position. This is what we're talking about. If you're trying to become somebody that you're currently not, that you want to become, think about it. Let's put it to you like this. I want to be a business owner of the first $1 trillion business. That's what I want. Might not be what you want, but that's what I want. So I think to myself, okay, if I'm trying to be a trillionaire CEO, what habits would that guy have? Would he go out there and waste his time? No. Would he go out there and potentially knock a woman up and then pay child support? No. Would he... See, you have to think about these things logically here. Would he always be wanting to learn new things and always wanting to create new things that he can earn money from down the line and he can help other people out? Yes. Would he want to help create this image for himself that's true and that's not based off of lies that will only unravel over time? Yes. See, this is the stuff you have to think about. It's not just a persona. You have to, I'll be honest with you guys. I know people are entertainers on YouTube and in Hollywood. If you know me in real life, you'll know that this is who I am on camera and off camera. I'm not really a different person. I'm very honest with who I am. While I may not mention names and places and stuff like that, I'm not a different person. And in the same way, if you have an image of yourself that you want to become, could be a CEO, could be, I don't care if it's some, if you want to live on a lake in the middle of nowhere and fish for the rest of your life, okay, what is that guy going to do? How can you act like that guy right now to build up the habits that will help you get to that point? That's what you'd be focusing on. That's what I actively focus on towards my goals. My goals are my goals. The question is, what are your goals? That's what I want you to answer yourself. I mean, you can tell me in the comment section if you want to just put more, you know, energy out there in the stratosphere if you want, but that's not the main point. The main point is to actively chase what it is you want and not just talk, but walk the walk. Because otherwise you're wasting my time, your time, and everybody else's time, and time is the most valuable resource that you have. Let's let him continue.
That's something you do exclusively with your wife, so if this is not your wife, you shouldn't even be doing that. So that's revelation number one. Don't be putting yourself in lies then. You shouldn't be laying up with no woman if that ain't your wife. No way. What else? After 111 days, after being around the woman, what happened was that flesh started to crank up. You know, that intimacy. Because I ain't been intimate in a long time. And it's not, like I said, it's not like I'm sitting around just, like, ready to plunge something. I'm cool. I'm chill. I'm grounded. But when you put yourself in a setting with a woman, that sexual tension starts to rise, you know?
He's making another fantastic point. Gentlemen, this is what we were just talking about. When you put yourself in a position of failure, you can't be surprised when you fail. If I put myself out in the cold weather in the snow wearing shorts and a t-shirt, I'm setting myself up to be cold. In the same way that if I am actively trying to avoid just throwing my sexual energy into somebody who's not going to appreciate it and not getting reciprocal value in return for what I am giving, why would I put myself in a situation where my biology is going to try to override my willpower? My mind and my body are going to be in a constant state of conflict, which is only going to drive me crazy. You can't be at war with yourself. You can't be on a war in two fronts. You're always going to have a war against the world. So you can't be at a war with yourself, because now you're fighting a war on the left and on the right, leaving half of your forces to fight a full battle, which is going to lead you to most likely failing on both fronts, leading you to take double the losses you would have otherwise taken. Gentlemen, I'm not telling you this to be a buzzkill. I'm not saying you can't go out there and have fun. Have fun, but have controlled fun. Have fun that benefits you long term and isn't just completely uncontrolled. Because even dams that hold back giant amounts of water, they gotta be fixed. They gotta be maintained. Otherwise, you risk the entire dam bursting and a lot of people really getting hurt. So we have to be careful here. And they even have off ramps to divert the water away so it doesn't become too strainful on the dam. Gentlemen, this is not a simple fix. I'm not here to tell you just do X or just do Y and your life will be perfect. That is stupid. This is part of the peril we were talking about. There's power here, yes. Tremendous power. But there's also peril if you're not careful with what it is you're doing. You're just doing things to do it. You are putting yourself in a serious danger. You're putting yourself in a place where you're going to get compromised. And in the military, when we say you've been compromised, that means you've been toasted. You are in trouble. You require help, a rescue. And I don't want any of you to be put in that position. I think we'll be done with this gentleman's video. I'm happy for him sharing this. Shout out to him. I want to get to Solomon's example. Solomon has a great example of a man who had everything in front of him, and he still fumbled the bag. He was the king of Israel. He had everything, and he still fumbled the bag over women. And we're going to see how. Watch.
The story of King Solomon serves as a reminder of the importance of wisdom, integrity, and faithfulness to God. During his reign, Solomon built a magnificent temple for the worship of God and established peace and prosperity in the land. However, Solomon's downfall came through his indulgence in relationships with many foreign women. In his pursuit of alliances and political stability, he entered into marriages with many princesses from neighboring nations, totaling 700 wives and 300 concubines. Initially, Solomon's foreign wives led him away from worshiping the one true God.
I want to pause right here, the reason being because a lot of people leave out a very important detail that I've done when studying this very issue. A lot of people say that Solomon did what he did because of lust, like he was just a notorious horn dog. No, that's not why he did it. He did it because he wanted to be diplomatic. He realized that the best way for diplomacy, there's two types of diplomacy if you really boil it down. You could argue there's three, but we're going to go with two. There is love, and then there is war. Okay? And war doesn't always mean actual fighting. It can mean economic conflict, cultural conflict, could mean any type of conflict. Okay? So when we talk about this idea of love and war, he used it as a form of using the make love, not war type of philosophy, okay? But there was a catch to it, as there's a catch to everything that you do. That's the point here. You could be making all the right decisions on paper, but if you're not careful, you will still let little things slip by that will add up over time, and before you know it, you will be compromised. This is part of the secrets we're talking about in the semen retention space. The reason we're talking about it is not because if you're not doing it, you're wrong. No, you could still achieve your goals without doing it. I'm not stupid enough to say that you can't do it if you don't try it. I'm saying that there are many of us who do want to go monk mode. We want to try this. We want to do it correctly, or we're doing it now and we want to stay strong. Let me tell you, there's so much power in it, but you got to be careful because power is not inherently good or bad. It's not inherently useful or counter to your goals. It is just like anything else. Like, it's just like a staff. A staff can be used to defend yourself or to walk or to steal from somebody. It could be used for anything. Same thing can be said for this type of energy you're trying to use. Energy must be put forward in the correct way, in the correct manner, in the correct time, or it's going to be used against you and it's going to go wild. We have to be careful of this. This is my main point for the show today. These are part of the secrets that you are not told by a lot of the men in this space. Because it's, of course, it's women's important. The keeping women in check is important, but keeping yourself important and your desires for them is important. Because we're surrounded by culture that's very sexualized right now. And I'm not going to cast blame, because at the end of the day, there's a little bit to blame, I think, on all sides. But the main issue, my friends, is you tending your garden and what you can do in your life to make it to the point you want to be. So I'll leave you with this. Make sure you have a reason for doing what you are doing. Make sure you have a path, a goal, the stages planned out, and always have a contingency plan. And if you find yourself being compromised, it's better to pull the plug and play it safe than do something that is incredibly dangerous and risky that can mean severe consequences. That is my, do not let the energy get to the point where it's going to explode. Handle it. Offshoot it a little bit. In the military, when I was learning how to work on various assets in the United States Air Force, one of the things they had us do is we'd be working throughout the day, and then we went to go work on the assets. We'd have to touch metal and say, you know, like neutralizing. We'd have to say, we have to get rid of the static energy we build up on our body before we could touch any kind of material. It's a equalizing, like we touch like metal and get rid of the static electricity we're building up. The same way as a man, if you feel this buildup happening, don't just jump right in and get your hands on the important stuff. Back up, be smart, offshoot the energy if you need to. I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying if you think you need to, understand your body, understand your limits, and make sure that you are exploring things in a very positive way. That's what I'll leave it on. I'm not telling you what to do, because this is different for all of us. We have different hormone levels, different needs, different desires, different wants, different everything. So there's only little things here and there that I would add. That's it. My friends, if you have any questions, comments you want to add that you think I missed, or that you want to expand upon, or you want to share your opinion, you want my thoughts on further issues, let me know. I'm happy to do it. In the meantime, my friends, think for yourself, take care, and monitor yourself if you're going through this process. I look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk more about this as the days, months, and years go on. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.